You're listening to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-dee-dee-hi-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-hi-dee-ho, the princess, she walked happily home. Tra-la-dee-dee-hi-dee-ho, she lived happily ever after.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What the Folklore, Making Sense of Senseless Tales. I am your storyteller, Carmen.
I'm Tyler the Crime Weaver.
What are you?
I'm your storyteller.
Are you again?
Yeah, apparently. We got yelled at by Twitter.
I'm back to weaving.
Well, one person on Twitter.
And I wouldn't say yelled. It was very polite.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
We've had an opinion rendered that it would be better to space out the Aesopolis.
All the Aesops.
And as
okay.
The,
so
as
we're going to take a breather.
I mean, that's fair. I understand why you wouldn't want, like, seven of them in a row.
Like you just got?
Well, seven episodes
right.
Of them.
We did do exactly seven, though, didn't
we? But you know what? Like, you got a double header. That's fine.
Yeah. So I'm back in the saddle.
Who you?
What?
Who you?
Stranger? I am...
Pray tell, what brings you here?
This week, I am our resident forensics department.
Is that a...
Blood, saliva, skin cells, hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bad parts that come out of the body.
Just the bad stuff.
The evil fluids that that get on stuff.
That yucko goop.
That's what I do.
The demon residue.
I tell you who it is.
Who done it?
I tell you who done it. I'm the middle part of every CSI episode.
So look forward to that portion of the story.
Yeah, I hope there's a crime in this one. Because we, like, you...
Yeah, it'd be a waste if we just had you on and you had nothing to do.
I mean, we'll say that it's in the cards,
mm-hmm.
Right?
We do have an executive producer for this episode.
We do. Our new executive producer from Patreon is Heather Sinke, or Heather Sink. She is Arn Thompson type, number 37, the fox as shepherd, because she's a fox shepherding us with dollars.
So thanks.
Thanks. This one's for you. Probably.
This is yours unless it's bad.
We'll give it another one.
Then you can
it
tell
won't be bad. Don't
you
worry
can
about
tell
that.
Us that.
Well, we've yet to have to mulligan, but we reserve the right.
to mulligan and give you a better one. No, it'll be good.
We'll do everything in our power.
Thank you for your donation.
Yes, we appreciate it.
That helps us a lot. We're talking into devices. Paid for by all of your collective donations.
Also true.
Yeah, that's great. Look for some bonus stuff sometime, I don't know.
In the near future.
I like the near future. We've talked about a couple ideas for some bonus content.
So what's on deck tonight?
All right, coming at you with three more choices.
Got your storyteller pants back on.
Yeah, they're covered in grout today.
Why?
On top mosaic. We did grout today.
Ew.
Why did you wear those pants to work?
It's not a good word.
We share those pants.
Grout.
The storytelling pants are communal for whoever is storytelling.
They're like the sister to the traveling pants, they make everyone's butt look good.
But it's got, yeah, but it's like the three-legged sack pants, you know?
Yeah, we're just cramming it full of fairy dookie.
The thing is, a grout is... definitely like some kind of drain pipe dwelling parasite.
Definitely.
It is not a mosaic thing.
You're gonna
yeah.
say definitely.
Definitely. Like if you hear the word grout and I showed you a picture and you didn't know,
uh-huh.
and I showed you a picture of some tiles,
yep.
and I showed you a picture of like
a humanoid.
Of like a cat dog looking centipede coming out of a drain pipe heading for somebody's ear, which one do you think it would be?
Both.
The answer is the latter one. It's definitely the weird centipede.
Well, luckily for you, Gordy, there are only 26 animals left in the world.
It's an ant. Please see the Alphabet Ramblecast.
Okay, so on deck today, we have from the Grimm, the Bremen musicians. From Hungary, Cinderjack.
We've passed up that one a lot.
We have.
I'm so far... We'll talk about this.
We passed it up so many times that I thought we maybe had read it.
Are you sure we didn't?
I am sure.
I double-checked.
I just looked at the story, and I do not remember.
Cinderstick. Defo.
That's the one. Okay.
And from Scotland, the lass who went out at the cry of dawn.
What's the first one again?
The Brimmentown Musicians.
Does anything hit you?
Kind of that one.
I'm surprised you two haven't heard that one yet. The first one?
Yeah.
The first one also hits me.
Hmm.
Definitely not the second one.
I'm into the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who Cinder Jack is.
Well,
how we find out.
Yeah. Ugh. You don't just leave it in the dark. Like, I don't know who you are. Stay in your cave. I don't want to see you.
Are you sure? Because that's, I think, how you stay alive longer. Don't talk to strangers. I don't know who you are. You stay on your side of the DMZ. I'll do my business over here. We don't have to interact.
Can you read that last title again?
And then the first title again?
The last who went down.
You want to just read them all again?
Read the one I like again.
The last title is The Lass Who Went Out at the Cry of Dawn. The first title is The Brimmentown Musicians. The middle title is from the same book that gave us Immortal Boney.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe Jack and Boney are tight.
Cinder Jack? Yeah, maybe he's kind of like a fun character. Like, he's a card, right? I don't know if you've ever heard someone described that way.
As a card?
Yeah. Like,
is it a good
thing? Like, he's a real card.
I've heard it used to describe a human. I've never known in what context.
It's kind of like... You know, like, he's a character, maybe a little bit of a scoundrel.
But not a square?
Not a square. It's a...
Like a lovable scoundrel.
It's a, yeah, it's a
scamp.
It's an affectionate acknowledgement of somebody with...
Rascally
with
qualities.
With some flaws.
That little shit's an artful dodger.
Flaws, but still lovable.
Man, you have not achieved the art of southern compliment insults. You gotta work
and
on that.
And proud of it.
bless
your heart. You gotta work on that. You poor dear.
I don't know where I sit now.
It's all wobbly jubbly.
I could sign off on any of them.
Okay.
Do we need like a metric?
How about you say the names that you remember without my repeating them?
Do we need like a metric like the old days where we used to do this?
We should come up with a metric.
Yeah, your metric should be, what can Gordy remember without my repeating
it? I remember all of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Recite them.
We've spent enough time.
Recite them.
We've spent enough time
Prove
saying
it.
The titles.
Prove it, Gordy.
Here's the thing. Even if I say them, I'm going to cut it later.
Prove it.
I'm going to cut it later. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It literally doesn't matter.
Well, prove it to me now.
The Brimmentown Musicians.
Wow, listeners, he just proved it.
Whoa, did you look at that?
Unfortunately, he had to cut it for time.
These two are liars. These two are terrible liars. Gordy, prove to me that I did not waste my time repeating this title three times to you.
The cut everything where you call me a liar to.
Gordy, here, let's play a game. I'll say them. You cut the part that I say it, and then you just repeat it back.
Tyler?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Tyler, I will throw a cat at you.
The Bremen Sound Experiment.
That's... Yeah, I... You know... I'm glad those old prog rock musicians have something to keep them going.
Whose side am I on, listeners?
Big fan
You're
of the
on the
Alan,
side of chaos. Everyone knows
big
that.
Big fan of the
Crime
Alan
Weaver.
Parsons Project. Big fan of the Bremlinson Sound Inferno. as well. His first couple albums are real good.
Okay, I'm declaring the metric to be, if Gordy can't remember, it's not being read this week.
The Brimmentown Musicians.
Not have a show.
I said them all already.
Gordy.
Yeah, do you want to go home early?
Punch that clock. We're done.
Do you have a way of choosing that speaks to you?
Yeah, let's read the first one.
Okay. Great.
All right, Gordy, what are we reading?
The Brimmentown Musicians.
Well, Tyler already said it. Yeah. Look, we're almost 12 minutes into this introduction, so I think we need to keep it moving.
The musical Pals of Bremlentown.
I want to know what you think we're reading, Gordy.
The Brimmentown Musicians.
It's the one that you've all been talking about already.
Give me a title. I don't remember what I need to click.
The Brimmentown Musicians.
I don't think it matters what it's called. I'll hear it in editing again. Again, really, like it's we just hit 12 minutes. We gotta go.
This is the polish that comes with an executively produced episode.
This is what we do with funding.
I thought I was over the feverish thing, but apparently not.
So let's read it. Let's read that grim tale. The
Bramble House Record Club?
Yep.
What was it? We'll find out.
Okay. All right. So this is Gordy Mystery Title.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look up its Arne Thompson type real quick.
Hopefully it's titular. So many Grimms are.
All right. This mystery title from Grimm is Arne Thompson type 130, Outcast Animals Find a New Home.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun,
well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
All right. I got a handle on my emotions, so let's get going.
Let's go.
Once there was a certain man who had a donkey who carried corn sacks to the mill for many years. But after those many years of hard labor, he was getting weaker and more unfit for work.
The donkey or the man?
Probably yes.
Okay.
But I think mostly the donkey.
The one doing the work.
Yeah.
That'd make sense.
Yeah, the man is the executive.
Uh-huh.
As an executive, he just gets all the money.
What kind of work?
Carrying grain to a mill.
But for who?
For the owner.
And who is that?
A certain man.
Yeah, a certain man.
I want a company.
We're certain man like, limited.
I want to know who we're doing business with.
Boy, you guys, I am fighting my fever something fierce tonight. Because it is trying to lead me down some bad roads already.
Uh-huh.
I'll just say that.
Certain Man Grain Store, LLC.
Okay.
So the donkey's master began to think about other ways to make money off of him, and the donkey, sensing that this would probably not end well for him, decides to run away on the road to Bremen with the intent to become the town musician.
The donkey did?
Yes.
Chase those dreams.
Yes, the donkey has toiled away in this low-paying, overtime job for way too long.
Mm-hmm.
He sensed his retirement on the edge, but the management's going to find a way to get him out of there without severance.
I guess
or
it's
benefits.
I guess it's commendable that the donkey was getting paid at all.
Well, there are laws.
Labor laws.
Yeah. Still, that's kind of progressive for this society.
So, when the donkey had walked some distance, he found a hound lying and gasping in the road, all worn out. The donkey asked the hound what's going on with him, and the hound explains that he is old and getting weaker every day, and his master had decided to kill him. So he ran away, but now he's worried about how he's going to earn his daily bread. So yeah, they're getting paid.
He's a donkey. He doesn't eat bread.
Well, this is a hound.
Or a hound doesn't eat bread either.
Only eggs.
Only eggs.
So the donkey explains his intent to be the town musician of Bremen and invites the dog to join his band.
I got questions.
Yeah?
Why that town?
They're the ones without a musician.
What did donkey play?
The donkey intends to play the lute.
Bad choice, donkey.
And he
are other instruments you could play, donkey.
And he offers the dog the part of the kettle drum, because he needs a drummer.
Are they a cappella?
What kind of a band are they starting?
They're not a cappella. They have a lute and a drum.
Yeah, but are they just making those noises with their faces?
Maybe.
Like an a cappella group.
Maybe donkey's really good at imitating a lute.
I've not listened to a lot of lute music. Does it sound like a donkey spitting?
It does not. It's actually very pleasant.
Yeah, check out Eden Karamazov. Great lute player.
Lutes are pretty instruments, too.
They're nice.
So donkey. This donkey is constructing a band.
Yes, he's had a dream for a long time. He has a list of band names.
And they're all old individuals.
Yeah.
I'm just recapping.
Okay. All right, so the dog agrees, and they walk on, and they meet a cat sitting on the path with a face like three rainy days.
Woof.
The donkey asks him, "Now, old shaver," seems like a weird nickname for a cat, "what has gone askew with you?"
He's working on his songwriting.
The cat explains that now he's getting old, his teeth are worn down, and he just wanted to spin by the fire instead of hunting mice. Not sleep by the fire, but like spin yarn. But the mistress wanted to drown him, so he ran away.
It's kind of rough.
Yeah.
The shape that these animals are in.
Like, there's no good retirement plan in place at any of these companies.
Doesn't sound like it. It's kind of fatal.
Every time. It is always fatal. Yeah. I mean,
I can hear that song in my head, though.
Does it sound like a folk song?
It's just like a slow acoustic jam.
It's a folk song, right?
Hey there, old shaver. How has your life gone askew?
Yeah.
I was gonna retire, but then I got drowned by a shrew.
Will your mistress drown you?
I hear it as a very Bob Dylan-esque kind of a musical yarn in my head.
Hey, old shaver.
There you go. You got it.
Your life is askew.
So the donkey offers him a position in the band because he understands the night music. That's all that they give us, so I guess the cat's now the singer. Lead singer.
Vocals.
Yeah.
That's who you want on vocals, is a fucking yowling cat.
So they have a vocalist, a drum.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of drum?
Kettle.
Kettle drum. And a lute.
Yes. They're just one harmonica short.
Toss that into GarageBand.
See what comes out the other end. Yeah. If kind of like a 14th century Bob Dylan, if they get a harmonica in there.
We can maybe record Cricket, like open a can of food and just have a microphone by her mouth during that period of time and then auto-tune it.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Who's going to do that?
Well, I don't have auto-tune.
Because it's not going to be me.
Hey, Tyler, you looking for a side gig?
I'll talk to you later.
All right. So they come to a farmyard where a cock was sitting on the gate, crowing his full head off, and the donkey asks what's up with him.
Did you say full or fool?
Fool. Crowing his full head off.
Yeah.
So the crow explains that the cock has been foretelling fine weather because it is the day on which Our Lady washes the Christ child's little shirts and wants to dry them. But guests are coming for Sunday, so the housewife has no pity and has told the cook that she intends to eat him in the soup tomorrow. So this evening, I'm to have my head cut off, so I'm crowing while I still can.
Chicken, we did not ask for the life story, bro.
Kind of did.
What did they say?
What's up with you? Why are you crowing?
Yeah, but that's like asking someone, hey, how's it going?
You don't want to know the answer. Just say fine and move on.
You just say fine, or you say, eh. And even if it's, eh, you just go, sorry to hear that.
Oh, you
anyway,
know.
I'm turning.
You can always say, oh, you know, it's... And then the day of the week. Because
yeah.
Everybody has their own interpretation. Like, oh, you know, it's Tuesday. What does that mean? I don't know. What's your Tuesday like? And they just fill it in, and it's great.
So the animals say, hey, how about instead of getting your head chopped off, you come join us and be part of our band? You'll crow with us in Bremen, because you can find something better than death pretty much anywhere.
On the geet box?
Yeah, on the git fiddle.
So we got a backup singer.
That seems like a waste.
Yeah, when two you're people, filling out a band.
Two people up there standing, not playing
you're
instruments.
You're going to toss up two vocalists before you fill out the whole instrumentation.
Okay, well, to be fair, the cat was brought on because he understands the night music, so maybe the cat's more like a producer or a composer.
it's a DJ cat.
It's the band manager.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, they need a road manager,
The cat's
sure.
part of the club scene. He understands the night music.
Did they use the phrase night music in this story?
I think they did. It was a while since I noted it, but I think that's a phrase that I would have pulled from the story.
And the chicken knows the day music.
Yeah, he's the day man.
Is the day man.
Ah. Yeah, maybe the cat's more like marketing and management there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you understand the night music, so you can...
Cats on glow sticks.
You know, like, what... Like, where are the good college towns that we should book for our
right.
tour?
Yeah, you can hook us up. Cap drives the tour bus. So the animals went on, but they couldn't quite make it to Bremen, so they came to a forest to spend the night. The donkey and the hound laid themselves under the tree, or some tree, a tree. The cat and the cock slept in the branches, but the cock went to the top to be the safest and sighted a light that must be a house. So they decide, oh, that's probably better than this, and they go to stay there instead. Lo and behold, it is a robber's house.
Cool. It's the robber's house.
Yeah.
Not.
Was it previously someone else's house?
That they robbed?
Yeah.
I think by law, robbers have to rob everything they own.
Uh-huh.
They didn't, like,
including dwellings.
Yeah. They robbed the deed.
So robbers' lives are just a great big supermarket sweep.
Yes.
They start with nothing. So it's just a big game.
Yeah, they gotta work their way up to house.
What can you fill your life with?
One day we'll read about a robber who stole a kingdom. I'm sure that's gotta be something, right?
I mean, didn't the robbers in Snow Queen live in a castle?
Yeah, that's true.
Like a dilapidated one?
Yeah, it was a shitty castle because robbers don't take care of their crap because they didn't buy it. They just stole it.
They'll steal a new one.
So yeah, those robbers stole a castle. Maybe we'll one day read the story of how that happened. Whether it was intended to be or not.
Mm.
So the donkey looks in and says, hey, there's a ton of food and drink here, and the robbers are all enjoying themselves. And the animals wish that they were enjoying the food instead. So they come up with a plan to drive away the robbers. The donkey put his 4 feet on the window, the hound jumped on the donkey's back, the cat jumped on the dog's back, and the cock sat on the cat's head. Then they started to perform their music together. So yes, I think you're correct. They are an a cappella band imitating the sounds of those instruments.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
They are going to play college campuses.
Yeah.
They hadn't rehearsed yet.
Uh-huh.
So it sounded pretty terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh.
And just kind of like those four animal sounds mixed together are not going to sound very good anyway.
But they were rock stars at their core.
Yeah, you can imagine the film adaptation. Or it's a big sequence where it sounds awesome, and they're just jamming their hearts out, and then it cuts to the robber perspective, and it's just a nightmare.
Pitch Perfect 4 Animal Edition.
So being rock stars in their heart of hearts, they did smash through the window. Between the noise and the breaking window, the robbers assumed that a ghost had come in and ran in a fright to the woods. So the four animals then sat down and ate the meal with great appetite, and then they go to sleep with the donkey in the straw in the yard, the cat on the hearth, the dog behind the door, and the cock on the beam of the roof. After midnight, the robbers saw the light was not burning in the house, so their captain says, we should be braver than this.
We're robbers!
We stole a whole house.
You should be braver than... We stole a whole house. Anything smaller than that, we're now allowed to steal.
Are we robbers or are we robbies?
What?
Are we robbers or are we robbies?
Oh, I see.
So he sends one of them to go examine the house. The scout robber goes into the kitchen to light a candle, but he mistakes the glowing cat eyes for coals and held a lucifer match to light it.
Held a what?
Matches used to be called lucifers.
Did they?
Yeah.
Why?
Because like,
they have hell in them?
Yeah, devil fire. The cat didn't get the joke and mauled his face.
It's a poor review.
So the robber was frightened and he runs...
Critics. Am I right?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to give you the hook.
Wabba wabba.
So the robber's frightened and he runs to the back door, but the dog springs up and bites his leg. So he runs across the yard by the straw heap, and the donkey kicks him. The cock is awakened by this and just does what he does, which is crow just loudly.
Shriek.
Yeah. So the newly mauled robber goes back to the other robbers and explains that there is a witch who spat at him and scratched his face with her claws, a man with a knife who stabbed him in the leg, a black monster in the yard who beat him with a wooden club, and on the roof is a judge who called out, "Bring the rogue here to me." So he ran away as well he could. So either this robber's lying or he has a really poor perception.
I was going to say, that's a quick story to come up with, but that last part's weird.
The robbers didn't dare to go back to the house, so the animals just decided to live there forever. They stole the house now. Screw Bremen. They don't need to go there anymore. They perform their concert.
Yep.
They've lived their dream.
Yep. Go out on top. No bad reviews.
And the mouth of him who last told this story is still warm. The end.
Is still what?
Warm.
Gross.
Ew. Yeah. Okay.
So that's our executively produced high quality tale.
Mm-hmm. Now to executively discuss. What's up?
I don't know. What are your impressions of this? I just talked for a while, so your turn.
Can I present my main problem?
Yeah.
Please do.
Go for it.
They started a band because they were out of jobs.
Yes.
They stole a house and are still out of jobs.
Yes.
What was solved?
Well, now they're robbers.
They got a taste for robbing?
They do have a job and it's robber now.
Well, they robbed one thing. It happened to be a house, but that's not going to last.
It's pretty good.
I mean, apparently it's
got a good heist.
It's got a fair amount of food stored in it.
Is it food that will keep? Or is it robber food, which is like
legs of mutton?
Like 2 days fresh, stolen straight off the sheep.
It's like slices of pizza and burgers.
It's all that robbers eat.
Like Wet Bandits kind of food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
I think Gordy's right. Once they got a taste of the robin,
that was the life for them.
Yeah, yeah, they committed to the life.
So now they go around other towns and they play their music and scare the people out of the towns, take all the food, and leave.
It is a unique spin on robbing. I will give them that.
Yeah, they found
that they are being the most conspicuous.
Yeah, but kind of masquerading as another thing.
They've wrapped around on the element of surprise, where it is still very surprising.
Yes.
But it is also in your face.
They are the Scooby-Doo villains, pretending to be ghosts in various places.
Well, they're not pretending to be ghosts. People just assume that they are.
Well, yeah, but they capitalize on that.
On fear.
Yeah. So they manufacture. That's the brand of music they're into. It's new wave horror.
It's a shame that the dream of music so quickly left their hearts. Like they were so quickly satisfied with their art.
Well, the dream of Bremen so quickly left their hearts.
But they didn't become musicians.
Not that we know of, but it's possible that they did use their musical arts to feed themselves one way or another. Because they will run out of food. They're all kind of close to the end of their lives. They don't have to last that long.
So, like, week tops in this house.
I don't think they're that close to the end of their lives, Tyler.
This was one last hurrah in Bremen.
They didn't make it to Bremen. They never made it to Bremen.
It was supposed to be.
Actually got there.
It was their old man Vegas trip.
Do they still do the singing bit?
They sang at the robbers.
Yeah, but like on all subsequent crimes, are they going to do the same thing?
I think so. They found out how they work well together as a team.
And so they're going to keep robbing by singing. Like they found that that's what works for them.
Yeah,
they're going to stick with it.
They're the Animal Song Robbers. It's a beautiful Disney musical waiting to happen.
Have we ever had a heist musical? And is that a good idea for a movie?
A heist musical?
I mean, Baby Driver...
Is close,
but not really.
I was going to say that I feel like music is antithetical to heisting.
Are you sure?
I mean, it worked out in this case. They stole a whole house.
I mean, if in Baby Driver, he wasn't listening to music, but he was singing it. Would that have made it a better movie, yes or no?
I suppose it depends on if it's diegetic or not.
It is diegetic because everyone in the car is singing with him. For some of the numbers. Some of them are group numbers. Some of them are solos.
How do you feel about Baby Driver on Ice?
I like Baby Driver on Ice. It sounds like a great movie.
It's a movie still? It's just on ice?
Yeah. What else should it be?
It's filmed in a rink.
It started as a movie. It'll end as a movie.
It's a film of a live performance on ice. The only one ever made.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I'm not sure I get the on ice thing.
What's there to get?
Why? Is it on ice?
Why is it on ice?
I guess. Is it a ballet on ice? What kinds of things get adapted to be on ice?
Mostly Disney musicals.
Why?
That I've seen. Rugrats on ice?
I think so. I think that was a thing.
I think I saw that thing.
What can that possibly add?
Did they throw Barney on ice?
Probably.
Most children's programming has been put on ice.
Yeah, they're still like theatrical musicals, but skating.
And the idea is we haven't gotten money out of kids from this angle yet.
Yeah, I like what is it about like seeing something live in a theater that makes you think like I like this,
but I wish I were colder.
But I wish they were sliding around more.
See, no sane person thinks that, but a child sees a new avenue from which to enjoy their favorite Disney and or children's programming character.
Frozen on Ice, kind of a no-brainer.
I don't think they've done that one.
That may really
they absolutely have all, to have.
Of all the Disney movies they have not put on ice, you're saying Frozen is one of them?
I feel like the on ice thing was a trend that was real popular in the 90s and early aughts.
I think on ice is still around.
It's around, but I don't think it's as prevalent.
Probably not.
Well, color me incorrect. Frozen on Ice is coming to Atlanta in 2017. Tickets are on sale now.
Get those ticks.
Okay. That's what I thought.
It's from frozenonice.atlanta.com. This could be a scam. Although there are pictures. You can catch the magic live in 2017 at the Phillips Arena.
Yeah.
That's wow. Set for sometime in 2017.
And running tickets, out of that.
Tickets
they should figure that out soon.
Most of it's gone.
And tickets for all performances are on sale now.
For question mark.
I don't know if I can get into that mindset. Like, I don't even know that, like, the skating mm-hmm. would help. It just seems like the right environment, a hockey rink for a Frozen adaptation. Because, you know, like, it's there in the name.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
Unfortunately, when you click buy tickets, it takes you to no events available.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's deconstruct this, because we've got nothing better to talk about.
Well, I was going to talk about this animal robbing group.
Okay.
Whether they could incorporate this into their act.
So, Gordy.
Really what I'm asking is, like, are they going to stick to exactly the same routine, or are they going to try to, like, grow the spectacle somehow?
I think they'd have to grow the spectacle, because if you've watched any of those competition shows, like America's Got Talent or whatever... Yeah, that first audition, it's key to getting you past the mark, but if you don't up the ante every right. time, they're going to get bored of you fast.
Right.
And you don't get to go to Vegas.
And if,
or Bremen.
And if those same contestants were using their skills to try to rob people, saying they'd have to get better and better at it.
Right.
Because sooner or later, like, the townspeople around Bremen or wherever they are, I guess their immunity would get better. Right?
Their ghosts fear immunity.
Or any survivors would kind of pass on what happened.
Like crows do.
Like crows do in real life.
Also, any music star who wants a biopic that's worth a damn at all needs to go full Icarus with their act. Like, they need to build that up until they come crashing back down.
They need to fly into the sun.
Yeah, these,
for that dark middle chapter.
These animals need to paint symbols on their faces. Do a lot of drugs.
Too many pyrotechnics. Very dangerous.
One of them ends up in the hospital after being mauled by a tiger. A sparkle tiger.
Was it a groupie?
No, they brought
or
it on
an unrelated tiger.
Yeah, they brought it on for the spectacle.
Is this one of those times, like in a Disney movie, where some animals talk and some of them are animals?
Yeah, they bedazzled a non-talking tiger and rode him in.
I recently had a theory about that at work, by the way. I don't know if you want to get into this.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, it's not like we're focused.
I was discussing this with my director at work. The differentiator between the cognizant animals of the Disney world and the Plutos.
Yes.
It's the gloves.
That makes sense.
Something's up with those gloves.
You are correct. All the smart ones are wearing handwear.
Somebody put gloves on animals.
Hold on.
And gave them
sentience.
Hold on.
Their cognizance, at least.
What about the ducks?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Hmm. Is it clothing at all?
The ducks are wearing shirts. They don't get pants.
Pluto doesn't wear clothes.
They don't get pants because anyone who's met a bird knows that pants is just a short-lived problem.
All of the ducks have both shirt and headwear. Did they need to double up to match the potency of the gloves?
Whatever's in those gloves needs two circuits to a duck brain to keep it sentient.
Goofy's got the full set.
Yeah.
So is it a size thing?
I think Goofy needs a lot to keep him, like animated.
Well, yeah. They started with the gloves.
Or anthropomorphized or whatever he has gone.
It's coated with, like, brain grain cereal.
I think Gordy's closed circuit theory is accurate. Because you do get the two gloves, so you gotta have that going.
You have a positive and a negative feedback loop.
So they started that with Goofy. But it just didn't take quite so well with him, so they kept adding clothes, and eventually they got him to the yuck level, and they were like, well, I guess we're done. Let's just call this one Goofy and try to...
Has any...
we spent too much R&D time on this one. Let's just give him a dumb name and hope for the best.
Is this good or bad?
What?
A remake of Flowers for Algernon.
Oh, no.
Starring Goofy and these power gloves that make him a genius, and then sink him back to almost
to goofiness,
to Goofy's or even like Plutonian levels.
I enjoy it. It's probably offensive.
I was gonna say that's almost definitely offensive somehow.
Anyway.
So, following that logic, all of our animal musicians are wearing Michael Jackson gloves.
Well, yeah, it comes with the gig.
I think so. What kind of a band are they? Like, it's a cappella, but, like, what style of a cappella?
Well, what style is a lute, kettle drums, and two singers? Is that it?
I guess so, yeah. Which I guess, I mean, that makes sense for a cappella, right? You gotta harmonize the singing, and you need a beatboxer, which is the dog.
I would say that sounds like a post-Police Sting act.
Hmm. So they're only doing Sting covers.
They're just doing Police songs.
Not even Police songs. Solo Sting.
Oof. Yeah, I'm really getting into the weeds.
Get your lighters out. It's Fields of Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other problems with this one?
I mean, I have the one ongoing problem.
Which is?
That we haven't solved.
Gordy, what is the title of this story?
We've said it so many times already. I don't think anybody benefits from hearing it again.
I don't think once more would hurt.
You have all the clues lined up for you.
I know all the separate elements together. There's animals, there's Bremen, there's singing. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something involving all of those.
The Bremen Town Musicians.
And that's it.
All right.
Thanks everybody. That's the end of the show.
Well, all right.
So this was our reading of something involving Bremen animals and song. That famous Grimm's Tale. Many of our listeners have probably heard because it is a classic, and I'm surprised you two hadn't heard it before.
Is it?
Yeah, it's...
Never heard
of
this,
but I've heard
it. It's such a classic that I ran into, like, a toy version of it with all the animals stacked on each other.
I'm pretty sure that the joke thing that I said is a real thing.
The
Bremen sound experiment. I think is a cartoon that's based on this.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
That's worth looking up. Google does not understand what I'm asking, so I think maybe not. But it could be a thing. Let's find... We got a cat, so let's find a donkey and a dog and a cock. Cricket's in. She just murped. You want to be in a band? You want to quit this unpaid internship and start a band?
The Bremen Avenue Experience.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a series of shorts on Cartoon Network.
Cool.
Featuring those animals.
Maybe we'll watch...
Like garage band together.
Maybe we'll watch them.
Okay, I have a cat. I know someone with a dog.
I am an ass.
Yeah, but we're looking for a donkey.
That's the hard one to get.
To get our hands on?
Yeah.
Do either of you know someone with a rooster?
Sure don't. Not here.
All right, listeners, hook us up.
Does it have to be alive?
Here's the thing. How much could it possibly cost to
rent a donkey and a rooster?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look that up.
And do you get a discount if you say you won't work them? You just want them for...
Is it hourly?
For their musical ability.
We do have a new Patreon sponsor, so we might be able to afford a donkey and a rooster.
Yes. Heather, how do you feel about... executive producer, how do you feel about us renting a donkey and chicken? We're not going to do that. Patreon is a sacred bond.
We're not going to do that without a majority vote from Patreon subscribers.
Yeah. We'll pool our own money.
Those
to
funds
do that.
Are only used to improve the show, and it is not yet conclusive that that would be an improvement.
You don't think that would be good replacement intro music?
I don't.
I am not.
I do not.
I'm not sure.
Still vote we auto-tune the cat. Just see what that sound is.
If you want to buy auto-tune, then go for it.
I don't. Do libraries have it yet?
Do libraries?
Do libraries have auto-tune?
Yeah, they've got 3D printers now.
How much money do I need to pay you to ask a librarian?
Like the software?
A lot of libraries have 3D printers and the stuff to do the 3D modeling on them.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying libraries have upped their game.
So they would have the auto-tune software?
They
need
might.
To get butts and seats.
They might.
I may. Okay.
Maybe. They got Creative Cloud.
Libraries are the shit, man. Dear librarians, do you have auto-tune? Sincerely, What the Folklore, a very serious scientific production. All right, I think based on how incoherent her ramblings have become, we should cut this one off.
Sounds good.
So thank you again to our executive producer, Heather Sink.
Or Sinky.
Tell us how to pronounce that. We read words not too good.
I read them as best I could.
And thank you to all of our patrons and to our listeners. And of course, thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
We're What the Folklore, and that's how it works.
This has been What the Folklore. Thanks for listening to our show. If you have any feedback for us, you can leave it either by Gmail or Facebook. Our Gmail account is wtfolklore@gmail.com, and our Facebook page can be found at facebook.com/WTFolklore. Feel free to send in stories if you have any particularly odd pieces of folklore or mythology that you would like to hear us talk about. Special thanks to the Brobdingnagian Bards for the use of their song Happily Ever After from their album Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales.